Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Max joins me for sports here on WCCO Radio. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Dave will be back tomorrow, so it'll be much smoother. Trust me. I've heard it. I've heard me before, and it's like, gee, it's not very good, Hines. So I just need more practice, Maxie.
Oh, man, you're a Hall of Famer, bud. Don't worry about a thing. It's always good to be with you. I miss you back in the days when I got to know you really was when you were doing some nighttime stuff and I was doing nighttime stuff, and we had more doggone fun because nobody was in the office back in the day.
Don't talk about that.
No.
Let's skip down a bit, yes.
No.
So I was going to ask you last hour for that when we came back this hour to intricately break down the scoring for the friendlies game at Allianz Field last night to take us through moment by moment of the scoring, but we won't do that instead. Let's talk about...
Yeah, one to nothing. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but that team, the Loons, can't score goals, you know?
No, they're having a tough time.
And I'm not a big soccer aficionado, but it seems to me that that's fairly important.
It is, yes, especially if the other team is going to do that. Hey, let's talk about the Twins. A very rare situation to be rained out in Southern California, as we mentioned before. It's only happened 12 times in 53 years at that ballpark that they've had a rain out. And as you mentioned, the rains had stopped by game time, but they don't have a drainage system at the field, so they couldn't get much like they, you know, like the one at Target Field where they'd be able to come in and play right afterwards. So the game, what does it do to a player when all of a sudden he was supposed to have a day off and now they got to stay over one more day?
It's really, I mean, yeah, you want, and I mean, to be fair to the Twins, they had to date, on top of everything, they've had to have had as difficult or at least as strange a schedule as anybody in big league baseball because, you know, starting at home in March and the cold weather and the rainouts and the snowouts at Target Field, you kind of come to expect. But in L.A., this was going to be a much anticipated day off. But, these guys are baseball players. This is all that they do. So they go in yesterday to Anaheim. They take some hitting. They take the night off last night. They come and play. And, you know, it's not ideal, but this is all they do. And so it's not that hard for them to stay one more day, play, get back late tonight, come home and play the weekend at Target Field. It's just that you begin to look forward to that day off. You know, you're going to get home late Wednesday night and then, you know, have Thursday to your family or whatever it is back here. So that's the only thing is you look forward to it, but it's not that big a deal for these guys because this is all that they do.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, you have been a part of the OTAs, the Vikings training that is going on now that's underway. Stephon Diggs is not there. Should that mean anything?
And I don't think so. He'll be ready to go. I can't see where he would be a problem. The only thing you look at is they brought his brother in for a free agent look at and did not bring him back. I don't know if he's getting any ill will about that. I wouldn't think that would be Stephon's style. They gave him a shot and a look. What came out, I was out there yesterday, and really the two takeaways were that he said that Elflein is going to play guard. And then Kyle Rudolph, I just sense they got something brewing here because Mike Zimmer is definitive when he says, I expect him to be back. And he is under contract, and I just get the sense, and Kyle was there, I talked to him as well yesterday, working out in good faith, that they're going to work something out with him, some kind of a restructure, some kind of a something that makes sense for everybody. So those were the two takeaways from yesterday. I'll give you another one. I watched that Sean Mannion, the backup quarterback, throw the football after practice, and I got to tell you, man, if you want to play quarterback in the NFL, arm strength matters because you just forget this is just a cannon, you know. He goes back to the goal line, he's throwing 65 yards, and Schloeder, their other backup, has the same kind of an arm. Cousins has a great arm, but you forget how strong of an arm you have to have, and to watch him do that, you go, okay, I can see why they brought him in as the backup. And so those were some of the takeaways that I had from yesterday.
Yeah, some of those guys, back in the day, you know, way back when, it wasn't that important to be able to loft that ball 55, 60 yards downfield, but today with the speed of receivers, you better be able to get the ball down there.
Yeah, Randy Moss kind of rewrote that and just said, throw it as far as you can. You don't worry about me ever not being able to get underneath it. You know, you just throw it as far as you can, and I'll do that. I've told this story before, but I read into Randy Moss's college coach was at a Gopher practice one day. He had retired, and I struck up a conversation. We're talking about Coach Randy Moss, and he said, I had real simple rules for Randy when he was a wide receiver for us. If he had single coverage, we threw it to him every time. If he had double coverage, we threw it to him every time. If he had triple coverage, we only threw it to him 90% of the time.
I understand that. That makes total sense. Hey, we mentioned this earlier when we were chatting, just the fact that now all but one of the assistants for Ryan Saunders has been changed, or will be changed, I should say. They let everybody go except Malik Allen, and maybe not entirely Ryan Saunders doing here, right?
No, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure that Gerson Rosas has a lot to say about that, and that was part of the interview process is to, you know, he knows what that's going to look like before he hires Ryan. So in other words, if Ryan says, hey, I'm really committed to this staff, got to have it, Gerson says, well, that's not the way it's going to work. That's a deal break kind of thing. The other interesting one to watch was at the press conference the other day was Randy Whitman. And Randy is, of course, former Timberwolves head coach who's out of it, but he still has a home here in Florida. And I know he's a confidant to Ryan. I don't know that he'd bring him in as an assistant coach per se, but certainly he's been involved in trying to help Ryan navigate through these, you know, difficult waters of being, you know, your first time as a head coach. So I think his name will come into play in some way, shape, or form, whether it's as an advisor or an assistant coach. Let me tell you one other interesting thing. I had a long talk with Carl Anthony Towns the other day, and you know what he's doing in the offseason to keep himself in shape to an extent?
No.
Playing baseball. He's playing in an amateur league out in Los Angeles where he trains in the off season, and there's some kind of, I guess, akin to what we have for amateur baseball here, and he's playing on a baseball team there. He said he's having more fun and found out it's so much harder than he thought it was, but can you imagine Carl Anthony Towns in a baseball uniform?
You know, it might be my one chance to put a strike on a guy, though. That's a large strike zone.
That's a big strike zone.
That's a big strike zone.
I was trying to get him to give me some pictures from his phone, and then we got interrupted because I wanted to see you. He said he didn't have any, but I wanted to see him play. I ran into Tyus Jones as well yesterday. He was working out and training with Mike Brusewitz, and Mike Brusewitz was a Henry Sibley kid that went on to Wisconsin and is now playing in Russia overseas, and they were training together. And Tyus is going to be interesting because July 1st is free agency, and I think that he will be a much-desired point guard across the league. I think that he'll have a lot of offers because when you look at his numbers, his assist to turnover ratio and all those things, he is a really attractive guard, and I don't think it's any sense that he'd go back to, you know, the Timberwolves unless they step up to the plate, because I think he's going to have some real interest in him.
We'll all be looking forward to see how that plays out. Maxie, thank you so much for the visits today. Dave Lee will be back with you tomorrow morning. I appreciate your coming on, as always, and we'll be chatting again next week, because I've got some days in next week.
Sounds good. Good to visit with you, bud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.